You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
Round number one of the news, the great Dawn Stenslin.
Good morning. Thursday morning, Kale and Company News Live. We are sponsored this morning in the news by Robert Half. Did you know, speaking of Half, we had more than 1.5 inches of rain, heavy rain across our region, and it was a record yesterday for our region, believe it or not. Heavy rain uprooting trees in some areas, flooding in parts of the Schuylkill Expressway, for example. And the storm's really rolling through our region at the height of yesterday's evening commute, for sure, and causing some delays as well at Philadelphia International Airport with all those high winds. They did record in some spots at least 60-mile-an-hour winds moving through our area. So I was checking. There are still some delays, and this is sort of the domino impact from yesterday, from all those delays that happened at the airport. So we do have some reports of the severe weather causing, because of all the trees being uprooted, that sort of thing. We do have some power outages this morning across the region. And then also PennDOT says there were several flooding incidents on I-76, including the eastbound lanes right near Montgomery Drive. I know this morning they have, they're reporting that there's a crew there. So it looks like perhaps that's a result of what was going on there yesterday, because they do have a crew eastbound that may affect you if you're trying to get to University City, 30th Street Station, that sort of thing. Also, we have, the good news here, I don't see any injuries reported during the storms. So that's the good news here, but a lot of cleanups. And then we also have the National Transportation Safety Board releasing its preliminary report on that fire that really devoured part of that 6-car SEPTA train. Happened last month. This was in Delaware County, Pennsylvania, and that we had talked about. So this is a Kale and Company follow-up story for you. Train traveling west, Trenton, New Jersey to Newark, Delaware. 325 passengers, if you recall, that we talked about it. 4 crew members. It just went up in flames very quickly. No injuries reported. Everybody, you know, got off of the thing, thank God. But SEPTA estimates those damages to the equipment to be about $10 million. So we have that one going on. The situation on that one, the engineer smelled a strange burning smell, but kept on going.
Oh.
And
first mistake right there.
So they're bringing that forth. There was a mechanical maintenance team that completed, you know, the inspection. And they said that 3 of the rail cars, including the one that just was devoured, were bad. There was a cause of slow acceleration, they're saying, but the train still continued to operate. And so they said that this thing, you know, was continuing to operate despite that burning smell and a very strong smell. So what they're saying is, I think they're saying if you smell something, maybe stop the train.
That's what I would do.
You know, investigate the situation.
Yeah. I've done that many times with cars or, you know, whatever vehicle I've had at any point in my life. You don't know if that's just something got caught under your engine, your hood, your tire. It's not worth it to keep going. Figure it out.
I mean, so that was a preliminary report. The full investigation, we'll get that one. But it looks like perhaps it was some kind of an electrical wiring issue.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, thank God nobody was injured on that one. So we have that one going on. You know, I had told you yesterday, and we had reported the body of a man in his mid-30s who was actually found in the Schuylkill. We talked about this where somebody was driving by, saw in the Schuylkill River a body floating in the river. I think that's a body, calls 911. And then yesterday, of course, we learned the identity that, in fact, it's Joshua DeWalt. That's, you know, that he was shot in the head. And that was the cause of death. This is a homicide. $20,000 reward being offered this morning for information leading to the arrest of who murdered him. Meantime, his mother, Jennifer, is speaking out about her son, Joshua, saying that he had gone off his medication. He had mental health issues. What happened here, as she says, that she just doesn't understand, you know, what led him down this path. Was this a robbery or what? But he had been diagnosed with mental health issues. So she said that he's a father of two. He's from Phoenixville. How did he end up in the Schuylkill River dead with a gunshot wound to his head, but suffered with mental illness, had been diagnosed, which is common, with schizophrenia in his early 20s. And what I mean by that is oftentimes you might not have an indication of schizophrenia until somebody's in their 20s.
Oh, wow.
That is not unusual.
They've ruled out suicide, or they're not ruling
this is
out?
Not. No, this okay. is not suicide. This is a case of murder.
Foul play. Yep. Okay.
According to police, they have foul play.
Wow.
So who shot him in the head, dumped him in the river, and the mother calling for justice. And, you know, just talking about him in very honest ways, mm-hmm. saying that he was somebody with schizophrenia.
Maybe he came in one morning and the board wasn't set up properly.
Oh, no. Are you saying now also, and maybe I missed this, he was found in the Schuylkill down in our neck of the woods?
Yes.
Okay. So how do you get all the way from Phoenixville down to this way and end up, yeah.
That's a good question.
Didn't yeah. you?
I don't know. It seems like I don't know. And that's all they're looking for. And that's why they're offering this $20,000 reward that is available for information, cash reward. They're offering for information that leads to an arrest as well as a conviction. So we have that going on. I know we're going to talk a lot today about Doge, Donald J. Trump. There are a lot of updates. So locally, I told you that we have learned that multiple buildings, federal buildings in Pennsylvania, three here in Philadelphia, talked about yesterday, and the big three as we were closing up shop before 10, that three buildings looks like they're going to be sold. But as well, we have Governor Josh Shapiro. He signed an executive order in which he's saying that the state of Pennsylvania he wants to be the state of Pennsylvania to incentivize to hire the laid off federal workers.
Yeah, he wants to
give them priority.
All the feds that got doged, he's trying to provide employment here on a state level, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
So he had to sign an executive order to do so, to try to free up, I think, grant money and that sort of thing.
Sounds like somebody that's interested in a run in 2028.
So it's popular, as it's not making, you know, let's say friendly headlines mm-hmm. for Trump or for the, you know, for this administration. And moving forward, was it a megalodon in local waters? That's my little tease. I don't know if you.
I saw that. You said that's great. I was thinking it would be bigger than the picture that it shows. But yeah, we might need a bigger boat.
Those goldfish can get really big.
I know.
So these are Pennsylvania wildlife officials, and they put this out on social media, but the goldfish, you know, it looks huge.
It's, mm-hmm. Yeah, they can get really big.
It's amazing how much longer they can live in the wild, in the water, than sitting in that little tank or that bag when you win them at a carnival. Those suckers die like within days right away. You ever notice that?
Yes.
My daughters were always disappointed. Always belly up.
I know. But these things get huge. I mean, they're like as big as like a, I don't know, as your foot.
Yeah.
How big is that? I mean, it's like
a foot long.
Yeah, a foot long.
Yeah.
So the wildlife officials are saying you may think that it's a good idea, like flush Nemo down the toilet, that sort of thing. But in fact, these things thrive. They multiply and they cause a nightmare for our local waterways because they change the ecosystem.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
So we got that going on.
All right. So stop dumping your goldfish in bodies of water, right?
That's
yeah,
right.
But why would anybody dump a live goldfish in a body
because
of water?
Because they get too big and you don't know what to do. You get see, the problem is that you go to these like fairs and you, with your kids and you win these goldfish in a bag. You take it home, you put it in a little tank or a bowl. And then they get big, and you're like, I don't want to feed this thing anymore. I don't like this thing anymore. What are you going to do with it? But, Daddy, we can't kill it. We can't flush it down the toilet. Okay, we'll send it out to the local lake, and we'll set it free.
Hell, I'm putting mine on the skillet. Throw a little garlic and olive oil, cook that sucker up.
So you put them into the lake, and then they end up, you know, as whales or something. I don't know.
And they affect everything.
Yeah.
They affect the rest of the system, and they guck it all up.
Yeah. Stop getting fish at fairs.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Listen to the brand manager, would you already?
Yeah.
So,
and while you're at it,
stop disgusting up our country if you don't want to be here.
Jeez Louise.
Can't believe I said that.
Disgusting.
Well, then you're going to go back and listen to all the things you said. No,
I don't listen to myself.
What was wrong with me that day?
I don't listen to myself. I can't.
Do you look at yourself?
No.
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 Who has the bigger contract, Zach Bond or Nick Cale?
It's definitely Zach Bond. Boy, what a steal was. Howie Roseman going against the grain by re-signing a linebacker. They usually don't give out money for linebackers on the Eagles, Don.
3 years, is that what he got?
3 years, $51 million.
Yeah, that's a rarity.
It is.
It is for the Eagles. They do not typically spend a lot of money on linebackers. They think they're interchangeable and replaceable parts.
So they value him, and I guess he was one of the very first players that Eagles reached out to, called his agent, and say that his skills showed that he is very valuable to them.
So, yes.
Hmm.
Yes.
Nice.
Gem in the rough. I don't know how the Saints didn't realize they had a ball player.
Dang.
I mean, that's their problem.
Just rub it in.
Yeah.
So that's how the Saints don't go marching on.
That's sure. Correct.
We are sponsored this morning by Robert Half. As far as the forecast goes this morning, I know it's cooler, but the sun will come out, a little breezy, 50 degrees, but really mild temperatures for this time of year. I mean, we're early March at this point. Tomorrow, 52, bright sunny skies. The weekend looks 50-ish and bright sunny skies. Next week, we start out the week at 60 on Monday. We're in the mid-60s on Tuesday, and by Wednesday, 70 degrees.
Awesome.
How about that?
Yes.
Do we think
a nice sunny stretch?
Yeah, I was going to say, do we think March is going to be a nice month? I mean, so far,
it's been
the rain yesterday, but at least it was warm.
Yes. I was telling my daughters I would love to have, and I'll gladly take a rainy March if we can get, you know, April to be nice and warm and in the 70s. Mm. What's the phrase? April showers bring May flowers.
That's the phrase, yes.
Yeah, I'll take March showers for April flowers if we want to speed this up.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
And then we'll have a segment, Nick's flowers.
That's 90, right.
And then it'll be 90 in May and you'll be complaining about it.
I'll be playing golf, sweating my you-know-what off.
Well, we are sponsored by Robert Half, 9 out of 10 hiring managers having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is there to help. They're recruiting professionals utilizing an award-winning AI, which connects businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent today. Thank you, Robert Half, for sponsoring Kale & Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. Up next, a Thursday big take, and maybe during the break, Stocker will smash some monitors.
No, I'm not going to do that.
You should. The big take is coming up next here on Kale & Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
DSW semi-annual sale starts now. Twice a year, tons of deals going fast. It's all or nothing. A designer shoe warehouse will give you something to brag about. Like 40% off clearance in all DSW stores. Or an extra 10% off clearance at DSW.com. Don't sleep on these savings. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. DSW. Let us surprise you.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
DSW's semi-annual sale starts now. Twice a year, tons of deals going fast. It's all or nothing. A designer shoe warehouse will give you something to brag about. Like 40% off clearance in all DSW stores or an extra 10% off clearance at DSW.com. Don't sleep on these savings. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. DSW, let us surprise you.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The Big Take on Kale & Company.
Brought to you by Natural Lawn of America. The Big Take, Trump's 2.0 tone and the Dems' deplorable tune. You know, I'm old enough to remember hearing about how bad Republicans' messaging is and was during the 2022 midterms and the red wave that never really materialized. I also can recall Dawn Stensland saying, quote, "Get it together, Republicans." My, how the tables have turned in a short 2.5 years. The fallout and reaction continued throughout the day yesterday after Donald Trump delivered, I think, maybe the best speech of his lifetime on Tuesday night. And what you say and how you say it in this lifetime matters. On one side, you have the Trump administration with individuals like Donald Trump, and then to a lesser extent, Caroline Leavitt, Kash Patel, and Pam Bondi, who can definitely crank it up and fire their fastball. But on the other side, you have measured, laid-back, and logical talkers like J.D. Vance, Tulsi Gabbard, and Pete Hegseth, who smoothly articulate their position on policy. It's simple, and it's common sense, and both styles work. Then on the Democrat side today, you have a trifecta of losing dynamics that has led to a party in total disarray, disconnected from reality, and dare I even say deplorable. Call it a triple threat for a losing recipe and a formula that doesn't resonate. In one corner of the ring, you have aging fossils like Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and Bernie Sanders. They represent the old guard on their way to the showers. Then you have raging, miserable women like Liz Warren and Jasmine Crockett, who personify old and young Karens, hot and bothered by everything under the sun, always seeking out outrage and to be offended. And then to round things out, you have beta males, Tim Walz, Harry Sisson, David Hogue. We couldn't even get bipartisan unity Tuesday night on things like a 13-year-old boy who bravely has survived 13 brain surgeries. But the fallout and the reaction represents bipartisan unity on one thing: how absurd the Democrats look. From Caroline Leavitt on the Trump side to CNN, liberal late-night TV hosts, former athletes turned commentators, and even John Fetterman here in Pennsylvania, all scorching the Democrats for how they've acted and what they've become. Let's start with the White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. Here's Caroline yesterday talking about the Democrats and the media in the fallout of Trump's speech, how they acted, and why they still don't get it. Listen and watch this.
And as President Trump asked in his speech last night, how could anyone possibly be opposed to any of this action that he is taking? Well, apparently, the modern-day Democrat Party could. The behavior of Democrats last night was completely disgraceful and demonstrated how severely out of touch they are with the American public. It was the most shameful moment in the history of presidential addresses in that beautiful chamber. They couldn't even clap for a girl who got her head smashed in by a man on a volleyball court. Democrats didn't stand for an innocent and beautiful child who is surviving brain cancer. Last night, MSNBC's Nicole Wallace disgustingly looped in a 13-year-old boy with brain cancer into an attack on the president over January 6th. And CNN's first chyron out of the speech called it divisive. President Trump wasn't divisive.
Americans get it, though. They really do. CBS and YouGov releasing polling after Trump's speech on a variety of the issues and topics that he discussed and their approval ratings. And here were the results. Phil, if you want to throw these graphics up on YouTube, 77% support his plan to cut government waste and spending. 77% also back his immigration and border policies. 76% not only approve of Trump's speech, but also approve of removing congressmen who interrupt the speech. 74% say his speech was presidential. 73% support his stance on Russia and Ukraine. 68% say it made them feel hopeful and proud, say he has a clear plan to tackle inflation, and say he accurately described America's crime crisis, while 63% say he focused on the issues they care about. When I say it was one of Trump's best speeches of his career while in office, I think the data supports that. Trump looked like the sane one. But don't take that from me. John Fetterman echoed the same sentiment here in Pennsylvania. The senator posted the following yesterday on X about the disappointment he felt in the defiant displays of his fellow Dems, saying, quote, "A sad cavalcade of cell phones and unhinged petulance. It only makes Trump look more presidential and restrained. We're becoming the metaphorical car alarms that nobody pays attention to, and it may not be the winning message." Fetterman is spot on. It's a losing message. It's a losing look. Even CNN host Aaron Burnett called out the left-wing network's home team party as Republicans made their entrance live on Tuesday night. Listen and watch this.
Look at what's happening. The Democrats are not even acknowledging the cabinet right now. I just don't remember that being standard. At least they would get up and shake their hands.
Just the visual here that they're not.
They're not engaging. This is not a pathway for it to bipartisanship.
And it really does appear that the grown-ups are back in charge. And now that all the dust has settled, it's the left that are compromising the word weird. They're the weird ones, right? It was so bad that even Stephen Colbert ripped and mocked the Democrats on his late-night TV show. Colbert saying, quote, in regards to Trump, "He barked out one appalling claim after another, but don't you worry, Democrats are getting ready to fight back with their little paddles," Colbert said on the Late Show following Trump's speech. Colbert held up his own paddle, similar to Tony Bruno yesterday on YouTube, and his paddle said, quote, "Try doing something." About that coming from Colbert. Morning Joe on MSNBC on Wednesday was so desperate to find an angle that Scarborough claimed that Trump's speech was written with ChatGPT. According to Mediaite.com, Scarborough ridiculed the speech right off the bat, blasting Trump for it. He said, quote, "It really was almost like it was written by ChatGPT. I was thinking like the fifth verse, same as first, second, third, fourth. You know, there were the insults, there were the taunts, there were the exaggerations, there was a partisanship top to bottom, there were personal attacks, the facts that were just wrong, whether it was U.S. spending more money on Ukraine or calling himself the greatest president." He added, quote, "There's just so much nonsense. I cannot believe an independent voter wouldn't look at this speech and just turn it off and just go, enough's enough," end quote. You know, I think Joe and Minka, weren't they at Mar-a-Lago just 2 months ago, 3 months ago, kissing the ring of Trump, trying to reestablish their relationship with the incoming president? Pretty sure that's not going to be happening after those absurd quotes. But even former athletes turned commentators like Charles Barkley, who is never shy on opinions, is baffled over the Democrats and the divide in America, especially pertaining to things like going to the White House to see Trump after you win the Super Bowl. Listen and watch this.
You know, it's interesting. I just had this conversation with my friends this weekend about visiting the White House. Because the thing came out. First of all, they said the Eagles were not going to the White House. That's how the conversation started. I said, I hate that. And then they came back and said, no, we would definitely go. And I said, yo, man, I don't care who the president is. He's the president of the United States. It's bothered me the last 10 years. They're like, well, I'm not going because this certain person is president. I was like, dude, it's the president of the United States. Even though I disagree with President Trump on some things, if I met him, I would still give him the respect and dignity he deserved. Like I say, hey, yo, we can disagree. But it bothers me when these teams don't want to go to the White House. I'm just disappointed. And he touched on it a little bit while we got so divided. What do we get to as a country? We like, well, we're not going to the White House. We don't like who's in there. That's just stupid, in my opinion.
There's an old adage, and it goes something like this: united we stand, divided we fall. If that doesn't perfectly illustrate the generation of the Democrat Party, I don't know what would. They are united in defiance and stupidity. They've fallen, and they only create more divide with their divisiveness and downright degradation of other viewpoints, policies, and lifestyles. Case in point, Jasmine Crockett continuing her media tour, advertising just how laughable the party has become. Here's the rep from Texas on Tuesday night after the Trump speech. Listen and watch this.
First of all, thank you for making the back of my head famous. But second of all, if we could do a sequel, if you could tell Donald Trump anything tonight, what would you tell him?
I would tell him to grow a spine and stop being Putin's hoe.
Yeah, that might play well in talk radio as a host trying to get a laugh out of his audience. Not sure that that resonates with moderates and independents that swayed in Trump's favor, but can be swayed back the other way. Might be time for Jasmine Crockett to shut it down, and I'm going to shut it down right now because that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
Brought to you by Natural Lawn of America. From organic fertilizer to safer weeds and insect controls, Natural Lawn makes sure that your lawn thrives naturally season after season. Choose Natural Lawn and get free seeding every year. Call 800-FREE-SEED now. If you want to jump in, 855-839-1210. Let your comments rip on social media. You can reach us at 1210WPHT on all the social platforms and, of course, on the YouTube chat. We love the YouTube chat. Stocker monitors it. YouTube.com/at1210WPHT. You know, it was interesting, Dawn. I was watching a little bit of a rarity yesterday. I was channel surfing, and I did not put on Fox, but I was on MSNBC, CNBC, CNN, and I even scanned some of the evening national news in that 6 to 6:30 window across all of our local channels. And it's just amazing to me that as everybody had their chance yesterday with their platforms nationally to give reaction to what we saw Tuesday night, it was almost unanimous. Now, there were networks that tried to frame Trump as being aggressive, going on the attack, but the numbers do not show that in all the polling that we have seen post-speech. But a lot of them were really critical of the Democrat Party. And it's just amazing how quickly things can turn. And that's not to say that it can't flip back and the pendulum can't swing the other way back for Democrats if they ditch this left-wing absurdity and on top of maybe if Trump fails in certain categories. But, man, they were really hammering and pounding today's Democrats. They are like a pie with three slices right now, like I illustrated in the Big Take. And I don't think any of those groups are connecting with middle America right now. Mm-hmm. Not the old guard, not the young people that are spouting off like Jasmine Crockett. Nobody really in between. The most common sense, logical ones are probably the ones that don't get any camera or mic time.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think that as we also find out about DOGE, all this government waste, and I know there's a lot of, you guys have a lot of goodies that you were digging up. I mean, there was testimony that started at 10 o'clock in the morning, and we learned how at least four major United States cities, how much money they've been spending, for example, on illegals who are here in cities and these sanctuary cities. And so it raises the question, at a time when we have tough times, why were we spending all of this money on people who came here illegally? And so I think the money matters. I also think the lawsuit that, you know, a judge so far smacked down right here. I mean, right of the federal building, this issue of girls being forced to compete with biological males in athletics. It's an issue that is a Quakertown high school girl. She's a senior this year, was forced to run against that colonial school district, which is PW, Plymouth White Marsh, you know, in Monco.
Yep.
So in that case, and I'm interviewing the attorney coming up in the 10 o'clock hour, but we're just trying to find out, are they continuing with it? It was smacked down. There was a defeat this week in court. Will that continue? Because this was all before Trump's order that they did that.
Mm-hmm.
And so how does this play out? So you mentioned John Fetterman. Well, he might be right on the issue I think he's right in supporting the fact that Hamas should release these hostages, these Jewish hostages. But I think John Fetterman and the Democrats are very wrong on this issue. It has nothing to do with being mean or bullying. This is the civil rights issue of our time. I can't even believe it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I mean, it's unbelievable to say, nope, sorry, you're going to come in second place. You're not going to get scholarships. Sucks to be you because you're a girl and you're weaker and you're slower.
Yes.
So just shut up.
Mm-hmm. Fetterman had a very strong stance last night. I'm trying to find it now. I thought it was on his social media feed. Maybe he's got a personal and a office one.
He does.
And he basically was spot on in agreement with Trump when it pertains to Trump's latest call to action with Hamas, saying, you know, basically, I stand with President Trump. He's absolutely accurate when he says if these hostages and these negotiations don't come to we don't reach a finality to this, there's going to be hell to pay. So it's interesting. Fetterman went from voting against protecting women in sports. Then he says, yes, Democrats look like idiots and Trump looks like the buttoned up one. And then he says, yeah, I'm in agreement with Trump on Israel and the Middle East. So that kind of illustrates really where common sense and the Democrats have kind of had this separation from reality versus whatever it is they think they can run on and win, because that is not the case. So 855-839-1210 is the number. So we have the ratings that are in on the Trump address to Congress. Kind of interesting. It got 36.6 million viewers, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Nielsen, which measures this, says 36.63 million people watched the 100-minute speech across 15 networks. Now, that is 14% more than Biden received in his final State of the Union, which would have been in the winter of 2024. That was where Biden got 32.23 million viewers. That said, and maybe it's because Trump's only six and a half weeks in, or because, you know, after 8 or 9 years, you know, you pretty much know exactly what Trump will say. This ranked lower than his previous four addresses to Congress, which averaged 44.3 million viewers historically. And then there was the low year of 2020 where they got 37. So I'm not really sure what to make of that. Maybe it's just because people are looking at the results that they're getting, what they voted for. They didn't need to hear anymore. Maybe it's Democrats are still tuned out. I mean, they're not going back to MSNBC yet.
It was also too long. I think his speech was too long.
Like 100 minutes.
Yeah, it was That's like Bill Clinton. I mean, to be fair to Trump, he is, like, out of anybody, he can make a 100-minute speech feel like it's 10 minutes. So, like,
you think?
Oh, yeah. Yes. He's very good at communicating. 100%.
Oh, no. Yes, I agree. He's good at communicating. But you think he can make 100 minutes feel like 10?
I do.
I thought it was a great. I mean, I thought it was great.
He can keep you you into it.
Well, I thought it was a great speech. But I also feel like there's times, and maybe it's in interview settings, where if we play a 2.5-minute clip of Trump with Hannity, it feels like 2 hours.
We played one the other day where I was just like, all right, dude, land the plane.
Right.
I understand that, but these speeches need to be a little shorter. Mm-hmm. Just because people just don't have that attention span anymore. Nobody's sitting there for 100 minutes and watching this unless you're a diehard.
I know.
You know what I mean? So that's why I think a lot of it was more like clips, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There were shareable clips, and I'm sure the Al Green thing was probably one of the most shared clips on the internet yesterday. So, you know, I just think it's just, this is a, I mean, that's a decent number. I thought it was going to be a lot lower. That's a decent number when you compare it with social media. Like, mm-hmm. you know, people just don't consume stuff like that anymore. Like, it's not, they just don't go to television and YouTube and watch speeches. They watch it online.
In comparison, and I know it's a different setting, it's a different time of the year, obviously, you have 36 and change for that speech two nights ago. The Biden-Trump debate, the debacle that ended Biden's career last June, drew 47 million viewers. And then the one and only Trump-Kamala debate had 51 million viewers. Just to kind of put that into perspective when you look at, you know, State of the Union, Joint Congress, or debates for elections.
And are you comparing the numbers from, it was April of 2021, it was Biden's 99th day.
Yes.
For his joint session address.
I don't have Biden's number from that year. I have Biden's number last year that Trump beat. Trump beat Joe's final one. Remember, it was the one where we were talking about whether or not Joe can actually get through the speech, mm-hmm. you know, without falling over and dropping dead?
Because technically, that's curious. We'll have to, I mean, we'll have to see Trump's, you know, because this technically was not a State of the Union address.
Yes, correct.
So does that help? I mean, our, you know, with Doge, and or is it just the Trump effect?
Could be.
That people just want to know, what is he going to say?
Right.
I think even with that number, I think that shows me that the people who are invested in Trump watched it, and the people who are not did not.
Yeah.
Agreed. I thought the number would be a little lower than that, yeah. but that number shows me that it's not, you know, there wasn't like, it wasn't a 90 million thing like,
no.
like a football game. Gets,
right.
You know
right.
What I mean?
Like the Super Bowl or the NFC Championship. Yeah. How about this too? Just the last little tidbit here. I saw this from Fox's, PR team and their media relations in a press release. Did you know now that 70% of registered Democrats that have been polled that watch cable news, 70% of Democrats are watching Fox News?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I mean, you wonder where MSNBC and CNN's audiences have gone.
Yep.
They're going to, quote, the enemy network to get coverage of the current administration.
I bet you we have a ton of Democrats that listen to this station.
Sure.
This show.
For a variety of reasons.
Absolutely.
855-839-1210, the number. We'll come back. We'll get some calls. Then we'll put a bow on the first hour. We also have to get to this story that Matt Rooney has from his website, Save New Jersey, with babies in New Jersey hospitals with gender identity and declaring what you are 8 minutes into Earth.
Amazing.
It's staggering. It's crazy. But then again, it's 2025. It shouldn't blow you away. We'll give you the details coming up in hour number two. But first, a word from our friends at the Piazza Auto Group. And we're talking about the Honda Prologue today. Why? Well, it's Honda's first all-electric SUV. And you heard Trump. More Honda plants coming to Indiana. Sure, the Piazza brothers are like, how do we get out in Indiana? Can we open up a spot out there? With a range of almost 300 miles on a single charge and a fast charge time, you can cruise the roads worry-free. Three charging options to choose from, including that portable charging kit for when you're on the go. You just throw that thing right in the back of the SUV, and boom, it's there for your convenience. Lease the Prologue today for as low as $229 per month. How about that? $229 per month? For an SUV that's electric in the year 2025, visit Piazza Honda today in Philadelphia, Pottstown, my location in Springfield, Reading, or Langhorne for details. And you can shop online anytime at PiazzaHonda.com.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Botox salon beautician from the Pittsburgh area of Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Yes. So if you, like Stocker said, if you want to watch the video, it's pretty good.
Or if you're new to the, or if you just came over to the YouTube, Phil, you want to throw it up one more time? I just like this video.
Yeah. By the way, much more attractive, and I'm not trying to be a pig here. I'm going to be professional.
Yeah.
Much more beautiful than the last lady that he was with that I believe had the last baby, and that was the...
Ashley St. Clair.
Look at what's happening. Yeah. Democrats are not even...
I'm not sure what that is.
But. Yeah. So I think it's St. Clair is the one that was having the racy messages via DM and text.
Yep.
Yeah, I like... This girl is much more attractive, in my opinion.
Yeah, roll that video, please. There we go.
But I'm a sucker for a blonde. There you go. Look at that. Elon's like, I'll take two waters. Thank you. I don't have any cash on me. Just charge it to my account. Tell Trump to handle it. Hey, babe, you want a water? Oh, thanks, Elon. Ooh, yeah, I'll take that.
Sure.
I mean, all he has to say to her is, by the way, I'm the richest guy in the world.
Yeah.
I think she priority.
Yeah. I think that was the selling point for her. She's like, man, he paid 20. How much did he pay for X? Yeah. It'll be worth something.
By the way, Peter Ducey asked Caroline Leavitt about the dress attire at the White House because, you know, everybody was all up in arms because Zelensky didn't wear a suit.
Yes.
But
Musk did.
But Musk did, yeah.
Yeah, I give him credit for that. Yeah. I ripped him for looking like a schlub just like Zelensky. He came dressed for the occasion. It's nice work out of him. Paul is in Bensalem to wrap up the first hour. Paul, you go right ahead, sir.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Yeah, so I woke up this morning and I'm tired of seeing. I got a lot of liberals on my news feed and on Facebook and everything. So I'm like, you know what? They keep ripping into people who voted for Trump. How dare you vote for a convicted felon? How can you do that? And I put, it's amazing how liberals tear into people who voted for Trump, saying, "How dare you do that?" And I put the alternative. Voting for a pedophile storybook hour with my kids. voting for the party who wants open borders, voting for the party that's against godly standards and our Constitution. I believe the Democrat Party right now is pure evil. They stand against everything that is good. They want to call bad good and good bad. And, you know, I went on to tell them, I posted some scripture references, that there is no DEI with God. You know, there is no diversity, equity, and inclusion. It doesn't make us stronger. It makes us weaker. And we need to get back to the correct standards in which our founding fathers had created this country under godly standards. And it hurts. You know, it hurts. But I stand by my convictions. I vote my conscience, regardless how it affects my wallet. And I know God will take care of me.
There you go, Paul. Thank you for the call.
I'm a union member. I don't go along with the, you know, most of the union guys I know all voted for Trump because of this.
Oh, okay. Good little tidbit to know. Thank you for the call, Paul. You know, it's interesting. And, you know, I bring up my mother-in-law, and there's others that are in my circle of life, so to speak, that are not Trump supporters. I would say with all my friends, all my family, it's probably close to 50-50 when I think about it. My family, wife's family, our friends. It is probably a coin flip of right and left. I did not get a ton of guff from my Democrat friends and family about the convicted felon label leading up to the election. And obviously they know what I do for a living. They know who I voted for. But they didn't use that this time around. Now, I heard that back in 2023, 2024. But in the final months, and I certainly haven't had it post-election, post-victory, where like Paul is dealing with you know, his people in his circle on Facebook. Then again, I haven't been on Facebook in 13 years, thank God. I don't really hear the convicted felon argument from those who oppose Trump. But that's just me. Maybe Paul does. 855-839-1210. All right, coming up next, Republicans and independent voters reacting positively to Trump, declaring that the U.S. is woke no longer. Well, but then again, in New Jersey, you might have a different story. SaveJersey.com, our boy Matt Rooney.
This is an amazing
When he's not cranking story. Out a good Sunday night show or messing with our cameras and our setup, he's got some good stories.
To be fair, that's Valdez.
His little sidekick.
Yeah.
A little him. Valdez. We're going to break down this story, a great piece of journalism, if you want to call it, and some writing from Matt Rooney. We'll talk about this story in the hospitals for newborns when we come back. Dawn has some news as well. Hour 2 is on the way.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.